Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormas Patakia, and it's the start of a brand new week, and I'm sure a lot of you would be interested in knowing whether Team India is able to make it 3-1 today in Ranchi, or does this series move to a decider in Dharamshala? We'll know that as the day progresses, but of course markets are a priority too, and over the next 5 minutes you'll know more about what lies ahead for the rest of the week, some important levels on the Nifty and the Nifty Bank, along with some stocks that you should keep an eye out for in today's trading session. Well, the markets have gone into holiday mode already last Friday as the Nifty traded in a very narrow 100 point range. Now, the 22,300 mark was within touching distance, but as has been the case most of the times, the index came tantalizingly close to it, made an intraday high of 22,297 and reversed from those levels. Now that is a new high for the index. Now the Nifty also ended higher by close to 1% on a weekly basis, but the charts are projecting upside targets of almost 22,500 for the Nifty, with last Thursday's low of 21,875 acting as a key support. Now of course this is also the start of the February series FNO expiry week, so do watch out for some volatility in that regard. It has been a good series for the Nifty as the index has gained over 850 points so far. Now this will also be the first positive February FNO series in at least the last 3 years. The Nifty Bank though continues to be an underperformer, but despite the last 3 days of losses, the index also closed the week with gains of close to 1%. This morning, Asian markets have opened mixed, but the Nikkei is extending its rally and making new highs, while the US indices also made newer highs last Friday. The S&P 500 at one point of time even crossed the 5100 mark on an intraday basis. The GIFT Nifty is absolutely flat as we speak, so we may see a bit of consolidation in today's session. Don't rule that out as well. In stocks that you should watch out for today, the developments continue at Kotak Mahindra Bank, where Zurich Insurance Company will acquire a 70% stake in Kotak General for 5,560 crore rupees in a single tranche, while the earlier transaction was supposed to be done over two tranches. Also keep an eye out for Dixon Technologies, as its wholly owned subsidiary Paget has signed a contract manufacturing agreement with Compal for the manufacturing of mobile phones. The company has also launched a new facility in Dehradun for the manufacturing of washing machines, which will have an annual capacity of 24 lakh machines. The stock has risen 17% over the last 1 month. Keep an eye out for Skipper, as it has won another 737 crore order from Power Grid, taking its year-to-date order inflow to nearly 4,000 crore rupees. Rain Industries will react to its results, where the company reported a loss of over 1,000 crores due to some impairment charges. The volumes also declined by over 5% compared to last year. Infibeam Avenues will be acquiring a 20% strategic stake in a US-based application and AI development company, Xduce, for $10 million. We'll keep an eye out on a reaction in this stock as well. There are plenty of other stocks that will be in focus, like Piramal Pharma, Punjab and Sindh Bank, Shakti Pumps, Paytm, Z Entertainment, and others, for which you can log on to cnbctv18.com to read more details. Now, as many as 13 stocks are still in the FNO ban as we enter the expiry week. While Canara Bank is the latest entrant to this list, Indus Towers, Nalco, and Bandhan Bank are out of the FNO ban. And speaking of Canara Bank, the board will meet today to consider a stock split. That's all for today. We wish you a wonderful trading day, and for the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.